First, how was your day?
It was okay. It was cool. I went to Dunkin' this morning. The car in front of me paid for my coffee, so I got free coffee.
Okay.
That was a great hot start to the morning. I woke up on time today. I woke up at 11.
Oh, like shit.
An adult.
Okay.
Yeah, and then I got some hair dye. I'm going to become a redhead tomorrow.
Okay, love that for you.
Like a ginger, like a black ginger is what I'm going for.
And we're both drinking PBRs. Mm-hmm. That's so cute.
It's the classiest beer.
It is. I forget how good they are.
Right? Yeah.
Like they actually just taste good.
There's no problem. There's no issue with this. It's perfect.
Shit, no, shit, I get shit, it. Shit. Okay. That's what? Crazy. That's so crazy. Okay. So what's really funny and super insane is I accidentally recorded over the first 2 minutes of our podcast with Creek.
Oh, fuck.
But just the first 2 minutes. I'm sure I'll be able to work it out. Although we are going to miss that fun bit where I'm late to everything. And I was going to use that on every single one. And also the one where we introduce him. That's fine.
I think
if people thought that we were going to be good at this, like they played themselves. Oh, I just want to save the changes. Okay, we're good. We're so good.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's cool. There's no problem.
Yeah, we're fucking set.
Oh, Jesus. Today we're just, you know, we're autistic on the air. We like making lists. We like ranking things. So we've each come up with a list of 10 things that we think of when we think of each other. And now we're going to take turns ranking them.
And simply, whatever list we come up with is just right.
There's no disputing these. What we say is law.
Yeah.
That's it.
This is me reading out the list I came up with for Lene. Okay, Lene's list. Number one, boba. Number two, being told you are a siren. You don't need an explanation there. Number three, attending the number one public school in Ohio, Walnut Hills High School. Number four, getting locked out, which is my fault. The fifth thing that we're going to rank is living with Potato, Emily Koshmeter, I guess Emily Potato Koshmeter, which is
that's the one.
Number six, white men. The seventh thing, dino nugs and cucumbers.
Delicious combo.
Disgusting, but it's okay. next, we got doodling, but like, well. Second to last, we have skipping graduation.
Lots of graduation.
And then last, we got that Laxbro life.
All day, every day. Just laxing it up. We'll start with number 10.
Okay.
We'll work our way up. I think I'm going to put white men at the bottom.
And that is the best place for them.
It only makes sense. I hate them. I love them. I hate that I love them. They're disgusting, but I can't stop.
Yeah.
I cannot stop myself.
You know, everybody's fallen into one of those dark holes of liking white men, and your dark hole seems to just be bottomless, and that's okay.
It is. It's like it's a bottomless pit, and that's not on me. That's not my fault.
Mm-mm. That's colonialism.
My mom shouldn't have sent me to private school. I don't know. Next, I'm going to put getting locked out, you know?
Interesting.
I feel like this has happened more than once.
Yeah.
Which particular occasion are you talking about?
So I'm talking about, I think it had to have been around Halloween, if not Halloween weekend, when I was working in Louisville, and I came up to visit, and I said, oh, I'm going to go to a rugby party, and you said, okay, I'll give you a key to the door.
Oh, I do remember that.
I'll take the key to the the downstairs, or something like that.
Yeah, that was dumb.
That was
so dumb.
And then you
disappeared, and I could not get inside.
Yes. What did you do?
I don't remember. No idea. Part of me wants to say I demanded Emily wake up and let me inside.
Mm.
But also, who knows, you know?
Simply, and I
maybe
feel like
I ended up in some man's bed. No one would be surprised.
I kind of feel like that might have happened, because I vaguely remember when I woke up, which was later than I've ever slept in, like 11 or 12. You still hadn't been.
Yeah, correct.
And we really said, before we went out, we really said, this is a good idea.
We said, good idea to split up these keys. I'm not the one who likes being at home. You are.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good idea. It's a good idea.
That was smart.
Great idea. Next. I don't know. This is tough. This is a tough list.
I was trying to get a little bit widespread, but
I'm going to say that lacks their lifestyle. You know, it's cool. It's mm-hmm. me. I think I'm done with it, though. I think I'm going to have to end it once I get a real person job.
Okay.
I won't have the energy to spend on these high school students.
And that's fair. I mean, but you do like helping out the youth of Cincinnati. You do that.
That I do. That I do. But also, they're annoying. I hate all of them. Like, I love them. But, like, get away from me. You know?
Sure.
Okay. Next. I think maybe. No, I can't do that. I'm going to go with attending Walnut Hills High School, the number one public high school in America. Just kidding, in Ohio, but like,
sure.
Is there a difference?
What's the difference?
No difference at all. It's the United States of Ohio. Great school, a little culty. I recognize that. I agree with it.
Everyone the cult? It.
Yeah.
Sure.
I went there. All my siblings went there. My mom went there. All her siblings went there.
I did not realize that Kelly had gone there. I did not realize you were Walnut Hills legacy.
Yeah, I followed my mom all the way through school. Walnut to UC. Yeah, she wants to be me so bad. Okay, next, I'm going to put living with Potato.
And that's fair. You guys were not good roommates.
We were terrible roommates. She's great. Great pal. A good friend. But as roommates, not the best. We live
yeah.
very different lifestyles.
True.
I am a mess. She's real neat. But, you know, it's all love for Potato. Emily Koshmeter, shout out to you. Yeah, so she's going to go at number, but that's number six.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did that math right. Next, I'm going to do Dino Nugs and Cucumbers. Weird combo.
Sure.
Delicious meal.
Sure.
You said, I'm depressed, but mm-hmm. I need some veggies. Dino Nugs and Cucumbers.
Dino Nugs and Cucumbers.
If you're feeling extra sad, you don't even have to put them in the oven. Pop them bad boys in the microwave for a few minutes. They get a little soggy, but who cares?
For like half a second, I really thought you were going to suggest eating them frozen, and I said, get the fuck out of here.
No, it's very hard to do. It's very hard to chew. I don't recommend it.
Have you tried it?
I tried it. Yeah. I mean, come on. I like chewing ice. I figured a frozen nug would be similar, but with more sustenance.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and then the cucumbers, refreshing, crunchy water, my favorite food group.
Mm-hmm.
They can do no wrong.
Is your favorite food group water or crunchy?
Crunchy. Crunchy okay. water.
Sure.
More specifically. But crunchy more than water.
And that makes sense.
So, you know, like celery.
You do celery, sure.
Watermelon.
Mm-hmm.
Top three. That's it. Okay, and then after, well, before Dino Nugs and Cucumbers, I'm going to put, see what's left. Boba. Being told you're a siren, doodling well, and skipping graduation. I think I'm going to do doodling well.
Okay.
That was an accidental discovery. Call that an autism perk, if you will. You know, it's kind of, I've died down on the doodling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just because I get bored too quickly. And then I move on. Too fast. Fun hobby. I can, like, it's cool to be able to draw stuff that looks like stuff.
Simply, yeah. I wish I could. So bad.
You look at it. You look at the thing you want to draw. You internalize it. Mm-hmm. And then you spit it back out. You have to become the thing to then draw the thing.
Yeah. And see, I think I feel like the thing, but my issue is always where my pencil doesn't go where I want it to go.
You just get more control on it, so you start holding your pencil in a way that gives you carpal tunnel and blisters.
Sure.
Sure, you can't use your hand after the drawing for a few days. It's a hazard of the job. But you get crazy precise lines. And that's what matters, is the product.
Maybe
that's
I'll get
capitalism. Yeah.
Capitalism for you, baby.
It just is. So next, I'm going to do skipping graduation.
Yeah.
Fuck a graduation. What's the point? You want me to go sit outside for hours to congratulate me and give me a piece of paper for a thing that I already finished? I don't have the time. I don't have the energy.
Yeah.
I have ADHD. I can't pay attention this long. I will get up and walk away. Disgusting. Like, I don't show up to my 8 a.m. classes, but you expect me to show up to an 8 a.m. graduation ceremony?
Exactly. I can't fail this.
I didn't tell any of my family when I was supposed to graduate. So I told them it was the weekend after. It was, so that they didn't ask. And then a few weeks after it passed, my mom looked at me and she said, when was the graduation ceremony? When is that? I said, oh, you wanted to go to that? That's your bad. Damn. I think this is the number 2 spot. And we're going to give that to boba. Refreshing every time treat. Sometimes you chew too much boba, your jaw starts to hurt, your locked jaw kicks in. Have to stop mid-drink. That's never fun. Shout out Bobatra. Ingrid, I love you.
Ingrid ever heard this, I would weep. Tears of joy.
She's my number one. She has my number. She's texted me before. I love her.
And she speaks 5 languages.
She does. Amazing. The number one public servant. She's a woman of the people.
I will say I am so shocked that Boba came in at number 2 and not number 1.
Yeah, I've really, it's tapered off during quarantine. She was closed for a while, so I had to, you know, make do. I tried to make my own. It didn't turn out great.
Sure.
Which kind of put me off for a little bit. But now that she's opened back up, we're going to pick up speed again. I expect to be drinking it 6 times a day again shortly. Coming in hot at number 1 is being called a siren. I'm going to let you know why I picked it for number 1. Mermaid-esque creatures hanging out, titties out. Luring men to their death. What's not to love?
I forget about the death part. That does really cherry on top.
Changes it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they don't die, chances are their ship is going to get wrecked anyway.
Exactly.
And that's because of me. I did that. I have that power. And I love that for me.
You do genuinely have that power.
I'm going to say quarantine's really knocked me off my game a little.
Sure.
Not being able to, you know, meet them in person, lure them in with my charm. It's been tough. I started to get a little weird on text because I'm so fucking bored. But you'll have that.
Would you like to read off your list in order?
Oh, yes. Okay. So at number 1, I got being called a siren.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, boba. Number 3, skipping graduation. Number 4, doodling well. Number 5, dino nuggets and cucumbers. Genius. Number 6, living with potato. Number 7, going to the number 1 high school in Ohio, Walnut Hills High School. Number 8, that Laxbro lifestyle. Number 9, getting locked out. and number 10 at the bottom, where they belong, white men.
Yeah, fuck a white man, honestly.
Exactly.
Fuck a white man. Ugh. Disgusting.
Disgusting. I love you. You're disgusting.
But sometimes your vibe feels a lot like the daughter in Grace and Frankie, not the one with the kids, the other one.
I don't think I watched Grace and Frankie far enough to see the daughters. I watched like the first 3 episodes and then I bounced.
It's very funny. I think you should watch it.
Old people make me a little uncomfortable.
Oh, sure. Then you're going to hate it. It's just old people.
Yeah. I'll try it.
I will say old people also make me uncomfortable, but these ones are fine.
Yeah. No, I'm okay with my grandparents as being old people. Mm-hmm. They're not. They're not old. But other old people. But old white people.
Sure.
Is the issue. They're just so wrinkly, you know?
One thing that's really been upsetting me is, like, seeing these white people out in the sun, and then they, like, just look like leather bags at the ripe young age of, like, 30. I said, bro, put on some sunscreen. How you gonna let yourself look like that? So how you gonna be wrinkly and dry?
Listen, one of my friends told me about how his dad used to tan, which was that he would just go outside with a bottle of olive oil, lather that shit on all over, like a rotisserie chicken, and sit in the sun for hours. That's how you get skin cancer. You look like a couch. Stop it.
Was this person Italian?
Yes.
There was, and I understand the gravity of this, but I just think it's so funny that they went with the word that they did. I remember in A Push, our teacher said something about how when people were racist against Black people and Irish people, and they, whenever they didn't want to hire Irish people, they just hang up on the sign, Nina, no Irish need apply. And I said, that's funny. Like, that's funny. Like the acronym, not the racism and discrimination, but the acronym.
You know who I'm going to text about this as soon as we're done? My sister, Nina. So is there anything you would change about my list?
I'm pretty much with you the whole way. I was going to say I would put attending Walnut Hills High School lower, just because, like, the cult mentality does put me off, but I couldn't put it lower than anything. But, like, 7 feels too...
Being a lax bro.
Is that worse?
I mean, I think they go hand in hand.
Sure.
Because my lax bro career started at Walnut.
Yeah.
It's continued at Walnut into adulthood. So really, the school is the root of the lax bro.
Okay. Yeah. Then I would flip those. I would like to flip those.
That's respectable. I get that.
Honestly, other than that, I'm with you all the way. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad I could convince you that Siren and Boba needed to go in that order.
Yeah. It's the killing that's really important there.
It is.
Just the attraction. But the killing, that's power.
That's what we're living for. That's what we're going for.
Killing. That's what we're living for.
Kill all men 2020.
I kept thinking of, you remember in our first year when we spent all that money on booze and we had that one day where Sydney was like, shank, shank, and then we fake shanked people? Like, just any person that ever wronged us?
Anyone, everyone, double shank to the side.
That's funny. I still do that when people are really upsetting me.
Same.
Ugh, that's powerful. I think the order is chef's kiss perfect.
I think it's some good work. Now I'm going to read the list that I made for you.
Okay.
Sammy's list. Number 1, The Karate Kid.
Yeah, important.
2, Not Speaking English While Drunk. Number 3, Drifting. Number 4, Normal Sized Dogs. Emphasis on the normal. Number 5, Getting So High You Have to Sleep in Oven Mitts. And number 6, Enneagram Type. Number 7, Law School. Number 8, Tattooing Yourself. Number 9, Architecture. And 10, PBR.
That's a pretty clean distillation of me, I would say. Number last, Getting So High You Have to Sleep in Oven Mitts. That's so terrifying.
That was truly the worst night of my life.
Yeah, I hated that. I almost put that on your list.
I had a stroke.
Yeah. Yeah, that one is ass.
I've never been so high in my life.
Which is insane. To give the story, just the background, we took an edible, and at first, you know, it was great. We were chilling, we were vibing. Nothing was happening. We said, we'll do some more. And then it all happened at once.
Yeah.
And then I convinced myself, and I said, this is meth. And I know the chemistry behind that doesn't work. Doesn't matter. This is meth.
Yeah, no. It was a methy-like high. I've never done meth, but I imagine this is exactly what meth feels like when you do too much of it.
I genuinely, and the reason I strapped the oven mitts onto myself, is because I couldn't feel if I was scratching myself presently or if I had an itch. Until then, I kept scratching the same spot, and I said, it kind of hurts. And then I thought I was going to scratch sores in my body. So I put the oven mitts on, and I slept on my hands so I wouldn't do that. Never in my life do that again. Okay. Okay, at number 9, I'm going to put tattooing yourself. I don't regret any of these, but I regret that I have the opportunity to do more. You know? Okay. It's like, did I show you I pierced my own ear?
No, you did not.
Oh, well, I gave myself another piercing on my right ear.
Just a, is it a double hole?
Yeah, it's a double.
Okay.
And honestly, it came out well, and it's not infected. It's a little crooked, but that's fine. I'm really just mad at myself that now I have the power to do that again, you know? Like, what's to stop me from...
Nothing.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
And that's a power I can't be trusted with, frankly.
Yeah.
I like doing it when I'm bored, and I like having the ability to do it, but at the same time, I don't trust myself.
I get that.
And that's a personal issue that I will
have to... You know, sometimes you wish you failed at things, so you wouldn't have the opportunity to do them again.
Exactly.
And I get that.
Okay, I have a question. Oh, law school is number 8. Law school sucks ass. Honestly, law school might be 9. Law school sucks. I hate it so much.
And that just makes sense.
Oh my god, fuck law school. Everyone sucks here.
It wasn't 10.
Yeah, and it's definitely not as bad as getting so high you have to sleep in oven mitts. Although that's a good story. At least that's a good
great story.
Law school is boring and hard.
Yeah.
And next semester I gotta do it online. Do you know how little I learned?
I can only imagine. Online classes are not ever the move.
I said, I don't pay attention when you're standing in front of me. You think I'm going to pay attention when I can watch TV?
Absolutely not.
Although I did finish Glee, so that was good.
All of it?
No, I stopped at season 4. I think I might start up again because I know it gets, Santana comes back on soon.
Season 5 is so bad. It's so bad.
What if I watch through and I just fast forward through everything that's not a Santana part?
That's what I did for the first 4 episodes. It was not worth it.
Oh, damn. Okay. Yeah, I'll stick with Community, which I am rewatching again already. What do you consider a normal-sized dog?
Anywhere from 35 to 100 pounds.
Oh, okay. 100 pounds. Size. Okay.
Like anything not small or like, so not like a toy dog, but not like a Great Dane.
And I do love dogs.
Or something.
But Apollo is massive.
I would call Apollo a normal-sized dog because he's a short boy. He's not short, but he's like...
Okay.
He's not like an English Mastiff big.
Yeah. You know? Okay, that's fair.
He's and normal-sized.
I do love dogs. Okay, we're going to do at 7 architecture.
Okay.
Which, like, I'm a big fan of. I like to take the pics. I like to look at it, but, like, not enough to have kept doing my major. Like, she looks good, but trying to put it together is a no.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to have to put not speaking English. And that's only because I honestly don't know if I can speak another language well enough to speak another language when drunk now.
For context, Sammy, when she gets drunk, or when she used to get drunk, she would only speak Spanish or German, but not English.
Yeah.
Even ordering food at a restaurant, no English.
Fat comedy. That's so funny.
It is.
I love that. The German was much harder, though, because you guys, nobody else spoke any German, and so then I felt like I was being misunderstood, which I was.
Yeah,
absolutely. I said, I want to be heard. I just don't want everybody to know, you know?
Yeah. you only want a few people to kind of pick up on it.
Exactly. I still think it's funny that that one time that we were all coming back from like a track party or whatever, and I had lost track of you guys, and you guys went to Pyology, the pizza restaurant by campus, and I caught up to you guys. I saw you guys at the front of the line. I said, I'm not fucking waiting. I'm not waiting outside. And I just got the entire line speaking only Spanish. I kept telling everybody in Spanish. I was like, sorry, I don't speak English. Sorry, guys, my friends. I got to the very front. I said, okay, so let me get some pepperoni. This is in English now.
This was top-notch comedy.
That was so funny. Someone should have fought me.
Easily one of the funniest nights of undergrad.
Honestly, that was a great time. That night was so weird. That was so weird. Okay, at 5, I'm going to put Enneagram types. Because honestly, I do still love them. It is one of the few ways that I understand what other people are about.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like at this point, I only read about my own.
Yeah, I get that.
I've been struggling
to divine my type.
Oh, interesting. I feel like in my head, you're a 5. Maybe a 6?
That's the issue.
Sure.
Because I read about being a 5, and I'm like, for sure.
Yeah.
Then I read about being a 6, and I'm also like, damn, that's true. And so I think either way, I'm a 5-wing 6 or a 6-wing 5.
Uh-huh.
But, like, it doesn't really matter. But I'd kind of like to know what my, like, main type is, you know?
Yeah. When you read about them, which one hurts your feelings more in the way that you're, like...
Oh, 5.
Oh, then that's what you are.
Like, really emphasizes how rude I am. And I'm like, that's true.
Yeah. I think whatever Enneagram type you read and you're like, that one's disrespectful. How dare you say that out loud? That's the one you are.
Yeah. What are you?
I'm a type 7.
That's what I thought.
And
you're
wing
8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I got to one part and it was like, you're probably telling yourself that you're not a type 7. You're probably trying to convince yourself you're a type 8. And I said, fuck you. I said, how dare you?
Yeah. They're rude. Some of the memes on Instagram are hurtful. They're ouchy.
Yeah. I do really like when they're bad on other people, though. I'll start sending you ones about 5s that aren't funny.
I've accidentally started following a lot of Enneagram meme accounts. There's so many. They're so good.
They really do pop off.
Yeah.
They really are proper good. Enneagram's great. Frankly, so good. So good.
I strongly agree.
I think I'm going to have to put PBR at 4. And the only reason it's not higher is because of that period of time where I was in Germany and I couldn't buy PBR. And then I found cheaper beer, arguably. And this is probably one of the more heinous things I've ever said. Worse. German beer, not as good as PBR. That's so disrespectful.
You just disrespected the entire German culture.
And like, I will say, PBR is made in Milwaukee and there's a lot of Germans in Wisconsin, so it's probably still a German beer, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, Pabst sounds like a German word. I don't know.
It might be. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means. Oh, it's probably a last name. It's a last name, and it's got to be a German last name.
Yeah, it's Eastern European for sure.
That's not that
heinous. German beer. It's German.
Okay, I think I'm going to put thrifting at 3. I have missed thrifting so much. I didn't go when I texted you and asked about it over the weekend. What I did instead was just watch a bunch of thrifting videos on YouTube. And I noticed that people have started going back to the thrift stores. And I said, they're going to get all the good stuff before I get a chance to go. But now coronavirus is really popping off in Georgia right now. So I feel like I should at least give it a week.
Yeah, I wouldn't go right away. Are you guys on, like, you guys are on, like, the level system? Like, level 1 is, like, manageable. Level 2 is, like, cool.
I don't think Georgia has a system. I'm pretty sure we're just all the way open right now.
Okay. Well, Ohio has a system. And, like, level 1 is, like, very controlled. Don't worry about it. Number 2 is, like, okay, well, remember, 6 feet apart. Keep your mask on. Level 3 is, like, stop that. Stop that right now. Stop it. And level 4 is, like, DEFCON 3.
Sure.
All of the major counties in Ohio are on the 3, bordering a 4 right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's simply, what's the point of the system if you're not going to change anything? The only thing they did was say, wear your mask. It's not mandatory.
Yeah. I mean, like, just close businesses, homies, and give people more money.
Simply, our director of public health stepped down because the people were bullying her. They were sending her death threats. Because she told him to stay the fuck inside.
Jesus Christ.
She quit.
Americans suck ass. We really do suck.
Being American is so embarrassing.
It really is. That's crazy.
Imagine being American and thinking America's cool. I don't get it. I have a question for all Republicans that might be listening. Why?
Sure.
That's it. That's the question. If you have the answer, let me know.
Wow, they really,
Speaking of, Kanye?
Like,
what's he doing? What's up with him? Why is he doing that?
Kanye, the old Kanye died when his mom died, and this is a clone. And the fact that that's not a conspiracy that's out there more, that this is just a clone, kind of racist, I'll say it.
You know what? You're not wrong. The newest conspiracy I'm spreading is that Jeff Bezos hunts people on his private
island. Oh, he definitely does. He definitely does.
Right? For sure.
Did you see the ad for whatever that Hulu movie? Fuck, now it's also the name of the book, and I'm mildly embarrassed at it. The most difficult game, the most interesting game, you hunt people.
I think it's the greatest game? No.
Something like that.
I don't know. I know what you're talking about.
How much money would it take for you to be actively hunted for a day, 24 hours?
Simply, you're not going to actively hunt me. It won't. Simply, if I got kidnapped and taken to Jeff Bezos' island where he owns people, and he kept me in a cage in his house until it was time to let me free in the woods, and he took me out there and he's like, okay, now run. I wouldn't run. I'm gonna stand there. Fuck your game.
That's fair. That's fair. Kill me. That's fair. You said, I'm not your monkey.
Exactly. That's racist. Fuck you, Jeff Bezos.
Fuck you, Jeff Bezos. I'll say it. I'd run. I think it'd be fun. if I knew it was coming.
Simply, I think I'd have an asthma attack halfway through.
Oh, and I would definitely I definitely wouldn't win. I would definitely die. But I think it would be a very fun game. Especially if towards the end I fashioned a tool and now we're just fighting each other. And no sniper rifles, because that's not fair.
No.
You're not just gonna fucking assassinate me. We're gonna have some fun about it. I think it'd have to be $50 million, though. That's so much money.
That doesn't feel like enough.
But I think if I had $50 million, I could just live out the rest. I genuinely think I could live out the rest of my life on five, and then just give the rest away.
Yeah, you don't want to hoard wealth.
Yeah.
No, what are we, capitalist stuff?
I wonder, do you think if when we start eating the rich, people that have a structured annuity count as rich? No income.
Ooh. But are they rich or are they just smart?
I feel like they aren't rich. They're just not working. And generally, that's because the government fucked them over.
And I think they're fine. I think they'd be cool. Yeah. When we eat the rich, is it we're doing the 1% of the 1%, the super wealthy? Or are we trickling down to, the normal wealthy?
I think we're getting,
Dr. Daddy, a house, a lake house, and a couple of boats.
I think we're getting them, too. But, it's got to be, I'm thinking at least top 25%.
Simply...
You said and you know what? Tell Kelly to start to redistribute, because when it comes down to it, I think we're going to be working top down, but if you happen upon a 24th percentile and you're hungry, that's fair game.
I get it. The wealthier we get, the less real food they eat, the more cocaine it is, and I don't think their flesh would taste all that great.
That's fair.
There's no nutrients. They're not grass-fed.
Oh, you know? That's true. That's true.
Organic.
Maybe we want, maybe we start out in California, then. I don't want to eat any Texas rich. The motherfuckers.
I'll eat some Instagram models.
Oh, sure. I guess if you've had plastic surgery, you still have to be lean, and you just don't eat the plastic surgery bits.
Yeah. I mean, fake boobs, easy to discern. Like the silicone pouches.
Sure.
But easy. The face, getting fillers or whatever. I don't know how that works. That might be the weird part.
I feel like most fillers are organic materials. And I also feel like you wouldn't eat the face. There's not much going on the face. Maybe the cheek, a delicacy.
Yeah, an eyeball. Final popping snack. Like a popping boba,
You know I hate popping boba. Yuck.
What an eyeball tastes like. Except for savory.
Ew.
It's not good.
All at once. That's... And hot, and that's the issue, and hot.
Yeah, no.
Okay, if I had to put something at number 2, I think it's going to be normal-sized dogs. Because I, and hear me out, I love a dog. You know that. I love dogs more than most people. My favorite person on this planet is Apollo, my dog.
That makes sense.
And I would take a bullet for that man. But Karate Kid, like, really shaped who I am. And, like, when you've seen a movie over, at this point, it's got to be over a couple thousand times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that really becomes a part of your fabric. I wrote one of my college essays on the Karate Kid. That's true.
You have it committed to memory?
Well, I haven't watched it in a while, so I can say it along with the movie, but I don't think I could just say it, like, aloud to myself. I was once at the point where, like, if I woke up in the middle of the night and I had a nightmare, I would just, in my head, start the Karate Kid from jump.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I was stressed or, like, when I wasn't paying attention at school, I would just start the Karate Kid in my head.
I like that.
Yeah. That's so it's really, if it weren't in some way definitely culturally appropriative, I would get, like, the tree from Daniel San's bandana tattooed on my body. But I know it's actually a symbol from something else, so I can't do that.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
And the soundtrack hits so hard. People don't get it.
They don't. They really don't.
I'm honestly going to watch a Karate Kid tonight.
That's a good call. Did you see that they dropped Hamilton on Disney Plus?
I did see that. I'm sure you've been enjoying that, seeing as the Hamilton soundtrack.
I hate that I like it so much.
Sure.
Like, I know it's shitty.
Yeah.
I know Lin-Manuel Miranda is not great, but I cannot stop listening to it.
And that's fair.
Like, I physically cannot. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you can control the obsession. Sometimes you can't.
Yeah.
But this time, my autism said, you're problematic now. Embrace it. Damn the Founding Fathers.
But, like, David Diggs, not problematic. So, like, if you focus in on him, well, I'm pretty sure he's not. If you focus in on him, I think you're fine.
And simply, that's what I do. But do I have the whole thing memorized? Obviously, I do. My mom made me watch it with her the other day. I sang the whole thing through. They were not happy with me. Simply, it's not my fault. You knew what you were getting into when you asked me to watch it with you.
Yeah, it was Kelly's fault. I started watching it, and I thought they were going to get to the talking part sooner.
Nope.
Do they talk?
There's, like, three lines of talking parts.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. See, I'm glad I dipped out when I did.
Yeah. I don't think you would have enjoyed it.
I do love a musical, but I can't follow along these songs. Can you tell me what's happening?
Okay. You know the premise.
I mean, it's Alexander Hamilton's life, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. So, he... bastard child, born in the West Indies. And then I was like,
crazy.
Yeah.
Tumultuous. How His many wife, first ladies do you think have suffered from depression?
All of them.
Yeah.
Every last one. Maybe not Eleanor Roosevelt, the rest of them, for sure.
Yeah.
But you know what? If I married my cousin, I would be a little depressed, so maybe she was.
Who do you think is the hottest president?
Obama.
Correct.
I love a black man in a suit. Back when you were on TikTok, did you ever hear, like, the weird, like, growling sound that the Straits were making?
Yes, and that was disrespectful.
That's what Richard Nixon would do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just the worst kind of straight man.
Okay, should I read back my list before I forget? A number one is the Karate Kid. A number two, normal-sized dogs, which is an important distinction because I hate small dogs.
Yeah.
Number three, thrifting. Number four, PBR. The only drink I would pay money for. Number five, Enneagram types. Number six, not speaking English when drunk. Number 7, architecture. I'm going to do a quick switch from when we said it the first time. Number 8, tattooing yourself. Number 9, law school sucks so fucking much. And then number 10, getting so high you have to sleep in oven mitts. Only because I think I almost had a panic attack that night. And then the next day, I think I almost had another panic attack.
Yeah, no, I for sure had a panic attack. That was quite the high.
Yeah.
I would like to know how much weed they put in those brownies. Because it doesn't make sense.
Would you adjust anything on the list?
I was going to switch tattooing yourself in law school.
Mm-hmm.
And I do... See, I think not speaking English should be higher, but I don't know what I would switch it with. So I think it has to stay where it is.
I think if you switch it with... switching it with the Enneagram types, I think is valid. Just because the amount of stories that I got out of me not speaking English while high or while drunk is significantly higher. I have no stories about Enneagram types. That's just how I perceive the world.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I can get behind that. Otherwise, very solid list.
Yeah. I feel good about where everything is.
Yeah, I think 2 solid lists.
You really popped off, I'll say it.
Honestly, truly. I'm Lene.
And I'm Sammy.
And this has been another episode of Dank Ranks.
Dank Ranks. And then did I tell you I got a bass guitar?
I did see.
The tweet. Maybe I record us like a fucking intro with the thing of, an outro with the thing of, what if we get famous from this? That'd be kind of fun.
I think that would be very cool.